got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. Hi, this is Nick Riopelle, former Dundee Star goalie, and you're listening to A View from Section C.
A View from Section C is sponsored by Don Michele, Italian restaurant, Perth Road, Dundee.
Hello and welcome back to A View from Section C, sponsored by Don Michele. Senior episode 111. 111.
111. 111. Yeah. How's it going, Junior?
Yeah. All right. Recovering from basketball cup finals at the weekend. A long weekend. Both days, full days. Oh, honestly, never ending. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Good. A bit tired, like, but early this week, so... Yeah, getting ready for bed. Be bedded by the time this is going. This is it. I'll be in my bed.
Yeah, it's usually the case that I usually forget to post it because I go and have my tea whilst it's uploading. I then go and do something else, stick the telly on, and I remember about 3 hours later, oh shit, I've not posted it. And Lars already sleeping by that point anyway, because Lars will be sleeping by the time I have my tea.
Absolutely guaranteed. Yeah. I'll be finished the podcast, take Bonnie round the village, back, bed. That'll be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, perfect that. Yeah, things are okay. Fucking snowing this morning when I went to work, which was a bit of a shock.
Was it snowing here? Was it snowing in our broth?
Yeah. It was snowing when I left the house, and then when I got to the work at the Kingsway, it was white.
Yeah.
Which was quite strange.
And then let up here in the sticks.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey ho, that is what it is. Let's crack on.
Indeed. Because we did get a wee bit of bad news on Sunday with the passing of George Valentine. One of your pals. Because he was closer to your age than he was my age.
Yes, he was, yeah.
But a big loss in the basketball community at the weekend.
Yeah.
George's passing.
Yeah. No, for a long time.
Many texts did he give you?
How many?
Many texts.
Oh, many technicals. not a lot, because George was one of the referees that...
See, just tell him to shut the fuck up.
Basically, yeah. And that was your warning. That was a warning. And like George used to referee local league for me rather than national league. Because you wouldn't get many Dundee games or a lot of Perth games. But locally, if I was fucking griping and moaning about someone, he would just go, Laurie, shut the fuck up. And then it was like, okay, I've pushed him, I've got there. I'm hoping the seed's been planted, but I must admit, I can't even mind getting any technicals for you. For George. Big loss to the whole of Scottish basketball. Dundee basketball, but to the whole of Scottish basketball. Yeah. Even just wee stories, like, and I put it on my Facebook or on the Facebook stories today about George, that myself, George, and Arthur McGuire, so they're older than me. Like, I was just a young boy at the time, right? We used to train in St. Saviour's Heskey on a Friday night. Arthur McGuire was the coach. We used to then go back to Frew's. Then we would go to Sandy's. We would meet George in Sandy's. Then we would go to the Planet. And I'd fucking crash in the house. And that was like, I was what, maybe 19, 20 at the time. So they'd have been... I reckon they might have been in their 40s anyway. Must be. Late 30s, 40s. I was just like a young boy, yeah. And that was a fond memory for me, was going out with the guys on a Friday night after training. And then they would go out and drink on a Saturday again, but I was allowed to get them on a Sunday. So that was me. Mine was Friday night, but yeah, big loss.
Yeah. If you can hear anything, Senior's also rustling his crisp packets that's in his pockets and his Pittsburgh Penguins jumpers. His Kit Kat. It was either that or Kit Kats. Crisp or Kit Kats, honest to God. But yeah, we'll move on. We'll start off the show this week, Senior, with the Slimming World with Stella sponsored on this day. Got a couple of birthdays to two absolute beauties born on this day. One of them is a good friend of the show. He's been a guest. He's a sponsor. On this day in 1976, which marks it a big birthday next year. And I'll not say his age because he'll probably bang us in the puss for being cheeky.
Fuck yeah.
Happy birthday on this day to Mr. Scott Blues. Toughest son of a bitch ever.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yeah, happy birthday, Scotty. I know you're listening. Top guy. And you know what? One of those ex-players that you could probably just sit and let him tell stories about his ice hockey career. And you would just sit there and listen and listen. Yeah. So, yes, big birthday for Mr. Plews next year.
Yeah, so happy birthday, Mr. Plews. And also born on this day, Senior. And I didn't know, but as soon as I found out, I hate to do the show of the day. On this day, in 1997, to bring it out, on this day, Mr. James Phelan. Oh,
wow.
What a day.
Junior, I'm surprised you never knew that, eh? Because you were our Phelan.
What a day it is today. It is Mr. Phelan's birthday too. Two and absolute studs.
Considering you've got two Phelan jerseys. Yes, two Phelan jerseys. No, just the one. Two. I'm sorry. I only took one. Knew. Yeah, you're fucking.
I thought you were going to say. I'm surprised you never knew, considering you've got a poster on your bedroom wall. But, yeah, born on this day, James Phelan.
Are you listening, folks? It's not just me. It's not just me. The complaint I've got Dowd Fotis on my wall. He's got James Phelan.
At least mine's the Stars player. That's bad. At least mine's the Stars player.
Mine's just been on the podcast twice.
Yeah. We would make it a hat-trick in the summer if he wins something.
Definitely.
Continue on this day. On this day in 2017, we had an away league win at the Fife Flyers by 4-3. Goals from Mikko Leithammer, Kale Tanaka, and two goals from Felix Antoine Poulin.
Player.
Yeah. Senior, this was also the game, and I was in it, that Fife scored two shorthanded goals on the same penalty in the first 6 minutes of the game. Brutal.
I'm not going to... Don't get me started about fucking short-handed goals. We've not
got to... We'll come on to that later on.
Yeah.
In 2018 on this day, which, again, for everyone listening in, because I've done it again, is the 18th of February. 2018, we had a home league loss to the Fife Flyers by 7-6 in overtime. Goals from Gabriel Levesque, Marc-Olivier Mimar, Jimmy Jensen, Chris Lawrence, Lucas Lundvald, and at the time it was Lucas Lundvald Nielsen, and player coach Omar Pasha. The Stars, The Stars went 6-5 up at 59-14 and Fife equalised at 59-44 and won it in overtime.
Some things never change, eh?
No. On this day, 2023, we had an away league loss at the Manchester Storm by 3-2. Goals by Carter Folk and Ben Soke. And finally, on this day, just last year, was a home league loss versus the Cardiff Devils by 6-3. Two goals by Jake Elmer and a goal by Carter Johnson. Quite a busy day.
Certainly was it.
Yeah. Quite a busy day. So let's look at our MB Valeting Services sponsored two-way watch. So a few games at the weekend. We'll start off with the Aberdeen Lynx. So the Aberdeen Lynx were away to our good friends, the Kilmarnock Thunder, after their amazing win last weekend. They're now on a two-game losing streak. Aberdeen won by 7-0. Rowan got his first goal for the Lynx. Gary Kelly, 3 goals and an assist. And Dom with a 35-save shutout. So, a great day for Stars 2-way players.
Definitely. And, you know, the surprising thing about that is Kilmarnock having 35 shots on goal.
Yeah.
That was, like, I knew Aberdeen had won 7-0. I'd seen it on social media. I knew that Gary had scored 3. I knew that Rowan had scored as well.
Yeah.
One thing I didn't know, though, there was Kilmarnock put 35 shots on Dom Jagler and still got beat 7-0.
So I was in getting my hair cut last week and I was speaking to Giff about it. I was having a blather about the Rockets and speaking about them, about Kilmarnock winning. And it was like, oh, their games have been close all season against North Ayr. And I was like, yeah, we were saying that. We called it, the senior called it. You know, they're going to beat North Ayr, that would be it. And Cam actually said that you know, the offensively, Kilmarnock are actually pretty decent. It's at the back. They've just got quite a bit of an experience, probably. Mm-hmm. And then when they go up against teams like the Rockets, Caps, even the Kestrels, Aberdeen, Paisley, they're going to struggle to stop their firepower. But certainly going forward, they look all right. And okay, they've no score. Dom was also on top of his game, but 35 shots on goal is still for a team that's losing 7-0, 14-1, 12-2, whatever. Yeah. It's a lot of shots to put up considering how the results that they get. A 7-0 win for the Aberdeen Lynx. The Kestrels were in action against. In the second leg of their Scottish Cup semi-final against Edinburgh Capitals, there was also no Josh. Still nothing ever came out about that, but we assume that your man in the stand, Senior, was correct. Still not playing.
Yeah.
But a 2-0 loss for the Kestrels, so Edinburgh winning 2-0. However, the first leg was good enough. The Kestrels made it to the Scottish Cup final 4-3 on aggregate, where they will play our very own Dundee Rockets.
Yeah. I was watching the scores coming through, 0-0 end of the first, 0-0 end of the second, and I'm thinking, it's still there for anybody, because Edinburgh's firepower could get them through. But you know what? Kudos to Kirkcaldy. And I think they may have celebrated a bit too much at night. Because when you go on to talk about the Rockets, we know then what happened the next night, which was an absolute surprise to me. I know the Rockets are doing well, but you'll touch on it, you'll get the score. But I was blown away with the score. Honestly, I was considering what Kirkcaldy had. Okay, they lost to Edinburgh. It was only 2-0. They must have gave everything that night.
Yeah. So we will go straight into Rockets talk as well. So the Rockets hosted the Kirkcaldy Kestrels, and it was a home win for the Dundee Rockets by 10-2. Now, let's not beat around the bush. The Kestrels are a good team. The results, you know, maybe the results went their way this season throughout, but they were up there competing. They're up there with the big boys all the time. But yeah, an absolute emphatic win for the Rockets. So goals. 2 goals by Ben Brown, Mikko Bekka, Jack Henderson, Lewis Neve, and we'll give Lewis Neve a wee shout out for his fall on the ice the other week when he was doing the chuck a puck and fell on his arse at the Stars game. Sam McCloskey, Sean Beattie, Rio Page, John Gordon, and folks, he was at it again. He was at it again. Cam McGiffin with another goal for the Rockets, giving them a 10-2 win. Senior, this is how it puts it now. It's big. Rockets sitting top, 37 points through 20 games. Edinburgh in second, 32 points, so 5 points behind the same amount of games played. It is a two-horse race now. Aberdeen cannot win the league. So they are obviously fighting for that third and second place when it comes to the playoffs. Kestrels and Pirates, by the looks of it, are going to be battling out for that fifth and fourth place spot as well. Having said that, Senior, the 1st of March is the next game. It is the Dundee Rockets against the Edinburgh Capitals. 4 games left to play. The Rockets win, they win the league.
Oh.
Yeah. So
where is the game?
DIA. So, Sarah, Jax, Ingalls, Sarah. We were all going to go around to her house for our birthday because it's our 30th. We're all going to go around there. Nope, plans have changed. Nando's and in the rink to watch McGiffin and the lads lift the league title. Fingers crossed.
It's going to be busy. I don't know.
It'll be packed.
What is that? Is it a Saturday or a Sunday? I can't even tell you.
It's the Saturday. I'm sure it's the Saturday.
So Stars either are away from home or they don't have a game.
Yeah. Just checking it now.
Waiting on them.
So, Stars fans, everyone up to the rink. We're going.
It's
going
to be
drum and all.
So, getting back to the Kessels game, right? Am I right in thinking that John Dolan got man of the match?
John Dolan got man of the match with an assist.
Strange, yeah.
To be fair though, listen, that's the thing. He might have been feeling the springs the whole game though.
I know for a fact that JD listens to this because he sent me a message last week, right? Less of the 50 stuff, right? I'm only in my 40s. Right? So listen. 60-year-old John Dolan's doing well with
60-year-old.
But I was when I seen the score and I seen that JD got man of the match, I was expecting him to hey, something like 0+6, 0+7.
It's funny. Shannon said the same when I was going through his score. He said, JD got man of the match, didn't the score? I said, he might have had maybe 5 or 6 assists or something. I don't know. I'll not see it until I check SIHA. Yeah. But no. But listen, you can't give him too much shit. I know you're a good friend, but you can't give him too much shit. Because as you say, for being 60-year-old, and if that's I don't know his age, you know, this is all on you, Senior. You're saying he's 60. He's still top point scorer in the league.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? It's fucking ridiculous. they always say it, eh? What is it? Form is temporary, class is permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but it's 4 games to go. They win, they beat the Caps, then, and that's it. Is that the Rockets' next game then?
Yes. Yeah, first of all.
So they've got a gap now, eh? Because this is only the 18th of February, so they've got a couple of weeks off.
Yeah, from what it looked like on the
I'm saying that it's only this weekend and then they play the following weekend.
1st of March, 15th of March, 8th of March, and 2nd of March, yeah. So yeah, 1st and 2nd, they've got games. They're away to Paisley on the 2nd.
You want to get that. You want to wrap it up. Get it done and dusted as soon as possible.
And on home ice.
Yeah, definitely. So good luck to Hutch and the boys. I'm sure they'll do it. I think they're honestly believe they're too good a team to go and blow this. Really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you look at the games that they've got left is so obviously Edinburgh, they're then away at Paisley, home to Paisley on the 8th, and then at home at Kilmarnock again on the 15th.
So you take the Kilmarnock game's 2 points, right? That's guaranteed, right? If they've got to win the league, right? That I'm saying. Now they might decide when it comes down to that they'll play a load of Bairns and stuff like that. But to me, if they're playing their full team, the Kilmarnock game's a win.
Yeah.
I would probably think
a win.
Yeah,
Paisley away. A win. Depends on what happens with the ice plant again.
Definitely, but that's the thing we Paisley away. Paisley away is a different kettle of fish to playing Paisley home. Yeah. We've seen that during the SNL days.
So first of March, everyone.
Fucking blow this. Yeah.
Yeah. First of March, everyone up to the rink and support the team. Support your ex Stars players. Your future Stars players. There'll be a couple of boys in there that might want to start. It could be pushing for it. Again, like what we said before, Jaden Baxter and all that. Guys looking to push through. So, yes, 1st of March, get yourself up to DIA and watch at least one Dundee team win some silverware this year. Unless Stars are going all the way with the playoffs. You never know. So, senior, honourable mention this week.
Okay.
I'm going to make it a quick one. But the honourable mention isn't just one person. It's to a number of people who really had to pull it out of the bag this week at the game, at the home game on Saturday. Somebody sitting at the top door on the entrance on the way in, Mama Betty and the other people at that table. You're the honourable mention this week because Baby Betty decided to go out on the piss and leave Abdi to do everything for her. So honourable mention to everyone that had to pick up Ashley's slack. So well done, you guys.
Yeah. Really. Like, you called it an honourable mention to these guys. Me personally, I'd just called Ashley out and just say, you've let everybody down. You've actually thought going on the drink is a lot better than turning up for a Stars game. It's not big and it's not clever. And not disappointed. I'm not disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. Actually, I was disappointed and angry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So honourable mention to all those that had to pull out the stops to cover Baby Fitz's slack. So well done, you. So 51 club sponsored game reviews. We were away to the Manchester Storm on Friday night on Valentine's Day, and it was love is in the air for the Stars, but not quite so early on. Zach Sullivan scored a brace after 8 minutes and 56 seconds. His first one at 2:06. Gave a Manchester a 2-0 lead end of the first. Keanu Yamamoto, unassisted, at 39:18. Made it 2-1. And then it was a bit of a goal fest in the third period. Stars equalising through Dryden Dow, assisted by Yamamoto at 43:41. Lo and behold, here it comes, the Manchester Storm short-handed goal through Cam Critchlow at 44:22. Stars responded again with the equaliser through Dominic Alberga, assisted by Cam Kiley at 50 minutes exactly. And then a minute and 11 seconds later, Philippe Sonch with the game-winning goal, assisted again by Keanu Yamamoto and Kyle Pouncey, giving Stars a 4-3 regulation win.
Big win, especially after being 2-0 down. I could probably, for those who weren't at the game, I would probably think everybody following it, whether it was through the Elite League page or however, and they looked at the score after, 8:56, and we're 2-0 down, I bet you everybody's thinking, oh, fuck, here we go again. But we've pulled it back, and I think overall, regardless of the Manchester shorthanded goal again, Critchlow again, I think it was the game that I felt that we had to win. If we were going to take something out of this, of that weekend, it had to be the 2 points from Manchester. Mm-hmm. They're the team that's chasing us. We're technically chasing Glasgow. Both have got games in hand on us, but I think it was more important that we pulled away from Manchester than catch Glasgow. So big, big, big result. And from all accounts, probably deserved in the end. I know we didn't start very well. We must have started shite, let's be honest. If Zach Sullivan scored twice, let's be honest there. Can what I mean?
Senior, I also heard though that there was a bit of an issue with Manchester's door, like at their bench, that the boys couldn't get in and out properly. Seemingly the backup goalie, the guy Alex Oldale, was a bit distracted by somebody in the stands and couldn't get the door open and shut. It's a blonde haired lass, if they'd Dundee or something similar.
Oh no.
I think her name Lara. I think it is Lara. Yeah.
Right,
it's a long for you, actually, I think.
Really?
Seemingly they two have got a wee thing going on. She went down to see him. And yeah, he was distracted by her and couldn't get the door open and shut properly. So might have helped with some of the goals. You never
maybe,
know.
Maybe did. 2-0 down. Yeah. Let's go down to the bench. Flutter the eyebrows. See what happened. Ooh, hello.
Flutter the eyebrows.
I can't. If you don't flutter your eyebrows, look. You can't what a fucking mean, you wee dick. Come on, crack on with the show. You're embarrassing now.
So, listen, by all means, a good result, Manchester. A place we've always struggled. I think someone said it's our fifth win there since they joined the league or something.
Wow.
Something like that. I can't remember what the start was. I was trying to look for it again today, but yeah, fifth win or something like that.
I'm no surprised because it's an absolute shithole.
That's a fucking dump.
Yeah.
I actually say it's worse than Fife.
Definitely. And they're still filming the games on their old Nokias. That makes it even
filmed
worse.
Filmed it with a potato.
yeah.
But yeah, but it was a big win. So what was at stake? The big thing being as well, obviously we had I had my three players to watch out for, but Grant Hebert away home. Now obviously we knew he'd been injured, but there was talk of him potentially being back for the weekend or back the weekend after, but he's actually went home. I think it was concussion. I think it was a hit that he had the week previous, and he's actually went home. So Hebert is now away home, no longer with the Storm for the rest of the season. Senior, you had it at 5-4 Manchester in overtime. I had it at 5-2 Manchester in regulation. I had the right number of goals. I had the right number of goals. I'll give myself that. But yeah, it was a great win for what we needed from that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Zach Sekos, I believe, I don't know if he left the game early, but he got a puck to the face, which was also a bit concerning for him playing the next night against Clan, but obviously he was okay, so it was good to see. But yeah, 2 points. We're coming back up the road, all happy, hoping for the best against the Paisley, Pishy Wishy, North Lanarkshire, South Lanarkshire, Brayhead, Renfrewshire, Prestwick, Glasgow Clan. Stars went 1-0 up through Kyle Pouncey at 16:05, assisted by Spencer Nass. Rat Boy equalised after 35 seconds into the period. Stars went 2-1 up through Craig Moore of surprising goal scorers. Spencer Nass with assist on that, and Cole McDonald had a farm at 34:52. Rat Boy scored his second at 36:09. Rat Boy scored a hat-trick at 51:08. Cameron Kylie equalised, assisted by the boss, Brett Gravel, at 55:44 in the power play. And then Matt on the Berry Bus scored the overtime winner at 63:11. OT win for Clan, picking up the extra point. Senior, thoughts on that one?
Disappointed.
They're pish.
And that's what makes it disappointing.
Oh.
And I think what makes it even more disappointing is the way the goals were conceded. Like, I know a lot of people thought that the Stars were taking the piss out of Mitchell Hurd, given Landon Bow the man of the match, right? I'll be honest with you. I've said that if Mitchell Hurd is on his game, he's a very good player, right? I don't care what anybody says. I'll debate that with anybody. He is a good player, right? But on Saturday night, he done nothing, absolutely nothing, yet scored 3 goals. If that was my forwards, you'd be fucking delighted if he done nothing and scored 3 goals. But I could see why the man of the match was giving it the netminder, because he was outstanding. The number of times that the pucks looked to be going in and he just got it with the end of his stick, you know, it came off the sort of the body of the stick. He just got in the right positions. He had a bit of luck, but...
Yeah, he had a lot of luck, I think.
He did play very, very well.
Yeah.
I heard the thought... Like, his first goal, I didn't even think he knew it hit him. He was skating in, it comes off his skate and goes in. I'm more disappointed at the timing of the goals. 35 seconds into a fucking period again. I don't know how many times. We then go, did we go 2-1 up?
Yep.
Yeah. And then within a couple of minutes, he scored again. And then, yeah. So 20:35, we then score at 34:52, and at 36:09. He's equalised. And then what's more disappointing for me is his hat-trick goal has to be one of the worst goals I've seen scored against us this year. Defensively, we were so fucking lazy. That was ridiculous. He just skated through players. There was players no check back in. They were just tapping on me the sticks as he went past, and then he fires it through the goalie. From all the way up, right down, was absolutely piss poor defensively for us. Kylie, I thought his one-timer was an absolute beauty, and that's the reason why you one-time a puck, because the goalie's never getting there. Doesn't matter how good he was playing. And overtime's a lottery.
Yeah.
But again, probably a defensive mistake. I think somebody's been caught puck watching. But
I didn't want to say it.
You know what, Junior? We did say, or I certainly said, if we were going to take 3 points out the weekend, I would take the 2 from Manchester and I would take 1 from Glasgow.
Yeah. And listen, I think I was saying it on the way home. 3's better than 2 this weekend. You know,
definitely.
We could have quite easily lost that game and not scored again. They were 3-2 up. We could have quite easily gave up like we have done in the past, or just not scored again. We got the power play, we got the goal, got it to OT, and they say it's a lottery. So 3's better than 2 for me.
I would probably think. See the games in hand Glasgow have got. I think they've got about 3-4 games in hand. don't mind how many it is. They'll probably win the majority of them.
Yeah.
And they'll move away from us anyway. It's Manchester we have to worry about.
Yeah.
I do honestly think now, at this point in the season, I think we will finish eighth. And I think it'll be Belfast we'll get, because I think they'll win the league. And I'm all over that. I would take that. Tell you.
I think it was just unfortunate. I thought Yama had another relatively good game. He had a great game the night before. But again, that mental tiredness, you know, you play the Friday night, travel to Manchester, back up the road, you play again on the Saturday. A longer lie this time, thankfully. You know, it's not a Saturday, Sunday. So a little bit of a longer lie, but mental tiredness kicks in. And it's just Junior, unfortunate. It's Yama for having a good weekend.
Go to say it again, right? I don't know what the fuck that fourth line's done to piss the coach off, right? Because I'm going to be honest with you, that defeat's not on the players. Me personally, I think that defeat's on the coach, right? He should have played boys. He should have gave them longer minutes. Glasgow turned up. We three full lines, and Parry is a fourth line forward. And Parry's got more fucking ice time, or close to more ice time than our three guys played together.
What I found strange was that in the third period, Marcus started to bench Robert and was given Garrigan shifts, and then sat the two of them and started giving Johnny shifts. I was like, I didn't understand it more than anything.
I'm the same.
It's not, and again, it's not a criticism. It's not necessarily a criticism. It might have been just to maybe spell Robert for the later parts of the game or whatever. But if we're going to do that, give that line the break.
Yeah, play the line.
Put them out for a shift. But
Simon Dupree played over 27 minutes in that game, right? 27 minutes. Might have been even longer.
I think Dryden was 24.
And yeah, so I think it was 27. Yeah, if you were to look at boys like Apulio and Garrigan, right, they should be forechecking him, especially Apulio. Yeah. Should be hitting him hard every time he's on the ice. Get the puck into his corner, hit him hard, and make him tired. It was the same. Craig Moore scores. That line gets kept on. They look tired. They look tired early doors. And then they were caught out and they couldn't get the zone. And then Glasgow scored. And it's Moore and McDonald that's on the ice again. Yet they've already just been on the ice for when they score. I don't know why teams do this. I'm not a great believer in doing that. I think if the line scores, especially defensively, I would sit them down. And I would put another forward line on. Alex Robert, I thought, at the start of the game, played very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And he was forechecking and getting in amongst it. And like rightly what you said, he then started to get, no benched, but he was getting rested. Now, if you're going to rest Robert, rest them all and play the fourth line.
Yeah.
It's happened too many weeks for me now.
Johnny had less than 4 minutes. 354.
It's ridiculous.
Craig had 647. And Pilliot was 415.
There you go. I know they're a fourth line. They're not going to score a lot of goals, but that they should be punishing the D-men.
But the problem was, and again, I know it's coming back to this whole, you know, Jake Elmer's out, kind of play the correct lines that he wants. But Johnny McBean was not a fourth line player from the first half of the season.
Exactly.
He was a second, bear in mind, he was a third line at times. When we had the number of injuries, he was a first line player at one point.
Yeah.
But listen,
if it's me now, right? And you're looking to score goals. You're not going to get Johnny McBean scoring goals for the fourth line, right? You might get Johnny McBean scoring for the third line if he's playing with Alberga and Kylie. You could see him scoring goals there because people, I'm hot and cold with Alberga, I must admit. But one thing I will say for him, he makes space for other players and he creates chances for other players. I think sometimes he overdoes it. I think he tends to pass instead of shooting. Just be a greedy fucker, shoot the puck. And he always looks for the pass to make the goal look potentially better. Now, if he gets that pass in and McBean's there, then fine. I think McBean should be there. And I think Robert should play with Garrigan and Puljo, if that's what they want to do.
It's a
strange one for me. We've all got our opinions on it. I think this must be about the third week in a row we've spoke about the fourth line ice time, yeah.
Senior, you had it down as a 5-3 stars win. I had it down as a 4-3 stars overtime win. Just got the team wrong. It does put us in this position. Stars still occupying that eighth spot. 36 points through 40 games. Manchester in ninth, 27 points. So they're nine behind with three games in hand. So that's looking a little bit healthier now with those games in hand that they need to try and catch up.
That's what we said about getting away from Manchester. Yeah. Right, they've got those three games in hand. They win the three of them, let's say six. They're still three behind one.
Yeah. Glasgow a point ahead of us with three games in hand. Guildford in sixth, 41 points through 39 games. Coventry in fifth, 45 points through 40. Cardiff, 48 points through 37. Nottingham creating a little bit of a gap there, 52 points through 38 games. Haven't played that game extra. Sheffield with a big win against the Giants at the weekend. They're now on 53 points through 38 games. They have a game in hand on Belfast. And Belfast still top with 59 points.
See, when you look at that table, right, and we've got Guildford on Saturday, right? If you put the table back up, I think, what did you say we were at?
Very demanding. Put the table back up.
Come on, get it back up. 36 points, right? Guildford have played only one game less than us, and they're only five in front.
Yeah.
If we win, right, we go to 38. We're only 3 points behind.
Yeah.
Going to the Sunday games, and they've only got a game in hand. So, to be honest with you, we could actually probably, I think maybe Coventry's out of sight. There is still an opportunity we could finish as high as sixth.
Yeah.
There's seventh there. Personally, I think it'll be eighth, but, you know, there is still that opportunity. It's not gone that we're only fighting for eighth and ninth. If results go our way and we pick up the wins, still a big chance of climbing up that table before the season ends.
Yeah. You done with the table?
Done with the table. Dowdy's team won, beat Belfast. Dowdy 2+3. Piece of pisser.
Senior, take it away.
Junior, come up. We've probably spoken about it all the way through the show. Magood was actually the big win against Manchester, especially after being 2-0 down. I think it was a really sort of one of those games, you're 2-0 down, you're thinking, nah, that's it, done. But to come back and get the win in a tough building is the good. The bad, I think, is the continued absence of Jake Elmer. The club will never release what his injury is. Everybody's fucking, we are Ken, what's the matter with him? Yeah, okay, you maybe do. But the worry is, we just don't know when he's going to come back. I'm hoping that Jake's back sooner rather than later. Because in my opinion, your opinion, it does cause issues within the lineup. And ugly, we've touched on it, is that whole defensive effort for Mitchell Hurst's third goal. It's just embarrassing. It's just fucking laziness. So that's my good, my bad, and my ugly this week, Junior.
Okay, that was quick.
That was quick, mate. That was quick. We're done. We touched on it. I could have went on and on and on, but we've already touched on it all the way through the show, so...
Oh, dear. Right. Well, we are Mean Tattoo sponsored game previews. Two games.
Oh,
that's
Junior.
Last week's. Yeah, I don't know why it's done that.
Schoolboy error.
I don't know why it's done that, Senior, because I've had nothing but issues with this all day today when I've been trying to set this up.
That's what you get for taking the piss out of me for flashing my eyebrows.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna laugh at you even more then, because you were on about check back in earlier as well, which was absolutely hilarious. So these are the games for this weekend. We are at home to the Guildford Flames on Saturday the 22nd, and then away to the Chaventry Blaze on Sunday with a 5:30 face off. Just like to put that in, just in case you think about travelling down. Senior, Guildford, listen, I'm not going to go through their stats again because I go through it every time we play against them now. Ethan Strang, Jack Jackham and Matt Alvaro are your three players. Those three are just too good. The boy Strang's good. I do like watching him. A good player.
Yeah. I don't know how many times. Come up, we play these teams that often, that you end up just sort of talking about the same players, the same things. We need to go off to a better start against Guildford Flames. I think we need to really start taking the lead against these guys now. They're a good side, but they're no unbeatable. We've proved we could beat them, but we really need to get after them right from the first whistle. It's a home game. The expectation is that we should win. That's for me. But they are a good side. They are a good side. The goalie, I'm 50-50 with the goalie. I think sometimes we make their goalie look good. Was it Jake Kapinski or something like that? Mm-hmm. There's a lot better goalies in the league than him. But they're a solid team right throughout the lineup. They're well balanced. They're well drilled by Dickers. But we should be beating them, eh? I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
I think we should be beating them. And to be honest with you, I think we will beat them.
Yeah. I think we'll beat them. And it'll be tight. The usual Guildford Flames game where Dickers comes up, plays a great road game, sits in, hits one of the breaks, bit physical when they need to be.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a tough one. But if we can limit that, I know they're not necessarily playing on the line with each other now, but if they can limit those three guys, especially Strang and Alvaro. Alvaro seems to be popping up all over the place just now for points and goals. If we limit them, if we could play a good defensive game and not let them skate the length of the ice like Mitchell Herd did, absolutely, yeah, we could get the 2 points. Senior, what are you going for?
4-3 overtime Stars.
So I've went 3-2 overtime Stars.
Yeah, we've got, I think the D have got to stop pinching against them, because if they get past us, they're away. They're absolutely rapid.
Yeah. Coventry win the Sunday. I've not played Coventry for a wee while now, but their guy seems to be fucking firing on all cylinders just now. So my three players here, here's some stats for you, Senior, because I know you love your stats.
Love a stat.
Chase Gresick, top goal scorer in the league, 23 goals through 40 games. He is also the second top point scorer in the league. Nick Seitz, 22 goals and 42 points. And Michael Rigosh at 42 points in 40 games. They're both tied third for points in the league. Although there's more players, there's a couple of guys tied throughout in the league. They have four players in the top 5 points this season.
Yeah.
And again, for a team that's sitting fifth.
I know. Yeah. And to add, I think I like their goalie, the guy Robson. I think I said that the last time. I think what might let Coventry down overall is probably the defensive side of the game. But these guys that you mentioned are just ridiculous. They cannot put the puck in the back of the net.
Yeah.
The guy, Nick Sides, I think he scored a hat against Dundee. And he is an absolute player.
Yeah. I think he got man of the match, though, unlike Mitchell.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably because he deserved it more than the goalie.
Loved it.
But, I think this one's going to be a tough one, Junior.
I've went very pessimistic.
Yeah, I didn't even think I'm going to go pessimistic, to be honest with you. I think we'll lose 4-1.
I've said 5.
Yeah.
So 4-1 for Senior, 5-1 for me.
Although, what I will say is I do believe what happens on Sunday could be dictated to how we get on the Saturday.
Eh?
Yep. I think so.
Sorry, what?
We went on. What's fucking hard about that? It's no fucking hard.
What happens on the Sunday will dictate what happens on the Saturday.
No, listen to what I'm saying. It says will be dictated from what happens on the Saturday.
Okay, it just sounded like you were saying it back to front there. Guarantee everybody else listens to this think you were saying that back to front as well. No, just
they're like you then, fucking no listener.
Remember, I'm the boy with the button that could remove you through the screen, eh? Then he's your fish.
Listen, you could remove me through the screen. I could remove you through your inheritance.
Again, I think mother will decide that, mate.
Yeah, thank.
Senior's having one on the show tonight, folks.
Listen, your mum doesn't care about my Cayman Islands fucking bank account. Oh, fuck, she does now.
Oh, God.
But,
so, so the fucking government.
Yeah. I'm thinking we'll get beat in Coventry, right? But if we get beat on Saturday, I think we might get someone on Sunday. If we win on Saturday, I think we'll get beat on Sunday. Sounds daft, but that's the way it's going to go.
Well, for you, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So that, Senior, that's us. Another week
again.
Done. Yeah, another week done. It's getting good on these, actually sticking to our schedule on a Tuesday night. Even with new broadband issues that managed to get sorted within the space of like 20 seconds after messaging you.
Exactly, yeah. Can we do the podcast Tuesday? Oh, could we change it to Wednesday? Oh, could we go back again to my hectic social life.
I can't help.
I'll tell you what we did forget.
I remember halfway through speaking about Guildford there, and I thought we'll come back. Right, okay, we'll come back to it before we finish. Who is your man of the match? Can I say Mitchell Hurd or a punch of purse?
No. Come on, I'll. I know he was potentially at fault for a goal. I'm going to go with Craig Moore.
Craig Moore, okay. I gave mine last week too. I'm going to go based on the point production for that game. And with 2 assists, Spencer Nass.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Certainly wouldn't agree with that one. He's the forward on the third goal.
On the third goal.
Mitchell Hurd's third goal.
There's another fucking 4 boys on the ice. Well, to be fair, I was actually looking to give it to Yama, but for the game, for it being the game winner, I think I could have.
I thought you would have.
Yeah. I didn't think I could give it on the game winner. If we do it the whole weekend, absolutely Yama. Okay. Is that you done? Anything else done. Forgotten about? Alex's had his wee shout out with Lara, so that's fine. What was in the air on that Friday night? So good.
Yeah.
But right at the end of the show, I've just remembered. Daisy.
Oh.
Daisy did not turn up to the game on Saturday because she couldn't be bothered.
No, she was out on the pitch with Ashley Davison.
However, senior, I have it on good authority, and there is picture evidence of Daisy going to the Rockets game on Sunday night. And in the bar at the jersey auction. So there was no excuse for her not to be just wanting to stay in the house on Saturday. She could have came. It was disappointing not to see Daisy.
Yeah.
But I am going to go out on a limb here. Louis now my favourite.
No.
Yep.
Yeah. No. Yep.
No, unless we get a wee apology on Saturday.
Well, yeah.
But we'll see. If she turns up.
Yeah. I just can't believe her mum and dad left her now she with an iPad. Just walked to her and left her. Shocking. Terrible parenting.
Oh dear. Oh, listen, at least I was just joking. You've now got to face Mrs. Thompson with that remark. You'll get a slap.
Well,
anyway. Enjoy your week, folks. thanks for listening in. If you all want to see Senior get a slap in the face on Saturday, make sure you're there just before, in between the end of the warm-up and the start of the game.
Yeah. That's if all the Thompsons turn up. They're famous for just rocking up in ones or twos or threes. Maybe them are. Just depends. Sometimes Granny and Granda come to the game and are. You know what I mean?
Enjoy your week. And we'll see you on Saturday. Good luck, senior.